Good morning.
Today's Bible reading will be taken from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. That's Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. These words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. This ends the Bible.
Amen.
Here. Welcome back to all our students, our university students. We welcome you back from your holidays, and just wanted to know how thrilled we are that you are here with us today. What a blessing. Appreciate the hymns this morning. Joy. Wow. Yeah, you know, this is what it's all about. You know, being a Christian, knowing what Jesus has done in our lives, and knowing about the transformation that has taken place in our lives to give us this amazing salvation that we have. It's wonderful and a blessing. I want to try and be positive as much as I can this morning, because I want this congregation to know how much I appreciate each and every one of you, how valuable you are to the ministry here. Yesterday, some of the brothers who were able gathered together. We were looking at some of the plans and things that we were hoping, and it was such a positive, encouraging meeting that was held. And not all the brothers were able to be there, but we understood that, and we tried to represent them at the time, kind of feeling we knew that they would feel the same. But one of the things that certainly came to our mind was what a blessing this congregation is, and how critical it is that we as a church can grow and develop. And you know, I've been doing a lot of soul searching myself over the last few weeks, and trying to examine my life and examine me as a minister, and check in, you know, because sometimes we have to do that. And I realise that there are things that I've probably not always got right, and I've kind of made errors along the way from time to time, and probably gone about things in ways that could have been done better. And I acknowledge that and apologise to the church for that, because this congregation is about the body, and it's about each and every one of us. And so for me, it's like a new beginning. And I kind of see this as a new beginning now, as we as a church, you know, not looking back at what we haven't achieved. Don't look back at what we haven't done. Don't look back at things that have been done that you didn't like. But let's go forward and look at what we are going to do together as a church. And I believe that the entire body together, working on amending things that maybe we didn't get right, and improving on them, to be the best that we can be. And the brothers we spoke about Sunday the 4th of February, God willing, if everyone's able, we want to have a fellowship lunch, and then after that we're going to have a church brainstorm, and the whole church, listen, bring your ideas, come and tell us what you feel that we can achieve, what we can do. Listen, take them on, take the leadership roles. You know, it's not all about me, and it's not all about you, but you're a part of this church, and I believe that we together, when we bring our ideas together, can make things change. You know, in our home, our street ministries, our outreaches, whether it's with the sisters, the men, the youth, it doesn't matter. We are going to be a congregation that this city will know who we are and who we represent. And I believe strongly that it all begins within ourselves, and we have to do that. I have to do that. Even as a minister, I have responsibilities that I need to attend to. There are certain responsibilities that come with the work that I am doing. But at the same time, I realise there's many other people with great skills and abilities and leaderships that can lead in other areas, and I know that they would come forward and do that. But we need to be growing. The growth, though, must come from within. And so we have to examine our lives. Brethren, we need to look at our lives. Are we right with each other? Have we got problems with individuals in the congregation? Do I feel uncomfortable around some of my members? You know, am I angry about anything? Are there things that I need to get off my chest? Am I feeling like I don't belong? Whatever those questions are, this is about growing from within. You know, when John 3, Jesus answered and said to, when he was talking to Nicodemus, he said, "Most assuredly I say to you that unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And of course, being born again, being a Christian, is a birth. We are born into a new way. We are born into a new life that we are living. And so now we have to grow and develop. And it was interesting, even with our class this morning, with Brother Gary has been doing such a tremendous job of presenting to the best he can the Gospel of Matthew. And it's just been incredible. And sometimes you come across things you don't want to hear. And sometimes it's hard, and sometimes, you know, the teaching is testing us and trying us, and even myself and even Brother Gary will say the same. There are things in there that we have to come to terms with. But when we are born again, when we become a Christian, we are born, and part of our purpose is to grow and mature and become the best that we can be for the kingdom of heaven. Ephesians 4 verse 15 says, "But speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, and that is Christ." And of course, that's the head that we look to. That is the responsibility that we have. For us to grow as a congregation, we have to recognize our Savior as the head. And that is why sometimes when we find things in the scripture that are hard to swallow, sometimes the things that are difficult, we have to accept them, because our head, our creator, our king, our lord, he's the one that brings these things to us, and therefore they are the things that we bring to each other. And so when there's the saying, don't shoot the messenger, but sometimes, you know, we have to hear sermons and lessons and classes and studies because we need them, and it helps us to grow. And 1 Peter 2 verse 2 says, "As newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow up thereby." So not only do we have to focus on the activities of our life, but we have to focus on the spiritual aspects of our life. Have you been through those times where your life, your whole spiritual side is flawed? You just get up and you can't even put a prayer together. I've been there. And you think, "I don't even know what to say. I don't even know if I want to say. I don't even know if I want to even think about these things." And there are times in our lives when we get like that, and we have to pull ourselves through these times, because we have to focus on our spiritual well-being. For this congregation to go, every member needs to look at yourself. I have to look at myself. We have to. We have to look at ourselves. Am I growing? Am I maturing? Am I a better person? Am I overcoming my weaknesses? Am I struggling? And we need to be able to rely upon each other, to be able to go to each other and say, "Hey, I need your help. I'm struggling with this, or I've got these problems in my life." And that is why, brethren, this is called the body. That is why this is called the church. This is the body of Christ. This is not my group. This is no individual's group. This is the Lord's church, and we are all a part of it, and we're all on this same journey together. And our goal, never mind all the other congregations around the UK, we pray for them, but our goal is us. Our goal is to get ourselves to where we need to be, and to bring as many with us as we can to help them to join us and be stronger in our spiritual life, and also allow them to see God, because spiritual feeding is critical. We're commanded to go on to perfection. In other words, that means maturity. You know, we have to mature, and the maturity is not just knowledge. Listen, maturity is not a head full of scriptures. Maturity is not being able to just quote things. Mature is application. When maturity takes place, it's when we can apply the things. It means, it was interesting when Brother Gary this morning was saying, over the years, you know, he would hope that he's not the same person anymore. He's different. And I see that in many members here. I see so many changes. We change. And that's wonderful, because that is what we have to do. Hebrews 5, 12 through 14 says, although by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracle of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Now, you know, we have to provide for the congregation as well. And so we provide the teaching and provide the knowledge. But again, as we said earlier today, you have a responsibility yourselves to go and study the Word of God. Take the things home. Take notes and read over passages. Sometimes just open your Bible and read it and just see what it's telling you. Pray about it and encourage yourself with the Word of God. Because we want to help each other to be strong. The church wants to help you to be strong. We need you to help us to be strong. And so together as a body we can accomplish so many things for the kingdom, because we want you to feel involved and we want you to feel a part of this work. This congregation is a body and it has to function that way together as a body with all the skills and talents coming into action. And those who have been stifled, maybe, who have not had an opportunity to come forward and to use your skills, we want you to come forward. And we want you to use them. Teach us. Show us how to do some of the things you know. Show us the ways to do things. And we can grow and mature together. We started the Leicester Bible Institute, and I'm going to incorporate this into the lesson. It's not an advertisement, but you know, we have over 100 students in England right now. That's since February. We had 56 in one class. And so we want to encourage you to utilise the things that God has blessed us with. The way to Christian growth, brethren, is to seek spiritual food, to go after spiritual food. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You need the ability to be able to go and divide the teaching. When people ask questions, we want to be able to help you so that you can share those things and be able to stand up for the teaching. So when somebody asks you a question, you can answer it. 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord your God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And again, the whole aspect of studying is because of this. It enables us to be able to share the ministry. You know, listen, not everyone's a preacher on a pulpit. Listen, this is just a small job. This is just a small responsibility. One responsibility. There are many, many responsibilities in the church. Well, you know, you have to be able to be brave enough to share the word of God with your neighbours, your community, to tell them a little bit about what you know and who you love and how Jesus has changed your life. Matthew 4 and verse 4, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Those words are in here. And that is the feast that we have to feed upon. We have to understand as Christians that we don't live by bread alone. Now, this is more than physical food. This is about attitude, and this is about mindset, and this is about focus, and what is my focus on? You know, when I think of physical food, you know, you just think of that you eat. But we feast upon so many things other than bread. We feast upon habits, we feast upon hobbies, we feast upon our careers, we feast upon finances, we feast upon so many things in our life. And what they do is these things stand between you and God and between God's ministry. And so here we see the teaching that it is written. So it's in the word of God, the man shall not live by bread alone. What do we live by? Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. In other words, when the Bible talks about our ways of living, they are things that we have to feast upon and then put them into practice. So the Bible tells me I've got to change myself. The Bible says you've got to change yourselves. It says you've got to be persevering with each other. You've got to love one another. You've got to love the world, the community, the people. You've got to love everybody around you. You've got to have this perseverance with each other. We're all in different stages in our life. You know, some of us are better at some things than others, and vice versa. Listen, there are so many things I'm still trying to perfect and get right, and it's not easy. But I see other people, and I look and I think, that's how I see it. I see that attitude. That's what I see now, and I see the Word of God in action. And each person here will have skills and abilities and gifts that you can use, that as you're using them, you help to show others that our lifestyle needs to change in order for us to be the best that we can be as a body together. In other words, we are fit, every single muscle in our body, this congregation, every muscle is fit. All those gifts are coming out. You want a street ministry? We'll ride on the street and ministry. And not everybody will do that because not everybody feels comfortable with that. I love it. And I know others here do because we've spoken. But there are other things that others will do that I probably won't feel comfortable with. And so we use our gifts and our talents and we feed upon the Word of God. We exercise the muscles, that's each member, to become the best that we can be. We need so many changes. Do you know a prayer every day from me? And this is the truth. Every day I pray for eldership in this congregation. Every day. That is so important. Do you know, this is the flock. This is God's people. We are all God's people. And God in his wisdom sees the importance of having shepherds, overseers, to protect his flock. Not to protect names and pride and anything. No, to protect his flock. I pray every day that from within this congregation men will rise and men will have that desire and feed upon that need, and that we can have that in place to oversee and protect God's people. And as we don't have elders, we have to utilize everything we can within our means to do the best that we can to protect each other and have them responsibilities that we take on. But we need to be thriving and growing, and part of that is that. In Romans 12, 1-2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Self-sacrifice. That is what he's talking about. It means everybody here has got to sacrifice things. We've got to give things up. We've got to think, what is my priority? My priority is the body of Christ. That is who I am. I'm a Christian. I'm in his body. And so my priority is the church. My priority is the church. Our priorities need to be focused on that. It means in order for us as Christians to function as a body, there may be things that we have to let go of and give up and put faith in our God. He says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. The world thinks differently to how we think. In other words, everybody in your community should know who you are just by the sort of person that you are and the way that you live and the way that you present your life. We should have a spiritual mindset, and we've been looking at this on many occasions, but spiritual mindsets, our minds need to be focused on God. Our minds need to be focused on our spiritual relationship with Him by being a living sacrifice. When you take a sacrifice to God, when you give a sacrifice to God, you give your very best to Him. And we are living sacrifices. In other words, every day of my life and every day of your life should be a sacrifice to Him. And not only should it be a sacrifice, but it should be acceptable. And it should be the right offering to God. And it says that is your reasonable service. In other words, God expects more. But that's the minimum. That's the least you know, that you have this mindset within you. Now, if we as a church can all do that together, if we can focus our mindsets and examine our lives and make changes, then together we can enable these things to go. We grow through exercising our spiritual muscles. The best way to develop your gifts is to use them. You know, if you've got a gift, use it. You know, an artist, somebody who discovers they can draw, will keep drawing and keep painting and keep drawing, and they get better and better and better at it. We need to grow through exercising our spiritual muscles, our mindsets. If we say to ourselves, listen, I'm going to support whatever it is, I'm going to support it, and I'm going to exercise the fact that I'm going to make sure I do that. Living like people of God, and have the example of God and not of men, teaching others the gospel. We have a responsibility to teach the word of God, helping those, bringing them in, bringing them to our classes, bringing them to our studies, sitting in their houses, just telling them about Jesus Christ on the bus, or in the community centre, or wherever we are. In Acts 8 verse 4, therefore those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. And we have a responsibility here in this city. You know, what I say is, don't look back at what we've not achieved. We can say, well, we've been here a year, what have we achieved? It doesn't matter what we haven't achieved. What we have to look at is, what we're going to do today. Today is a new day. Brother Gandhi made it clear this morning, there are no alarm clocks in the cemetery. Okay, we are here because God woke us this morning. He came in our class this morning. So let us consider then how we can move forward today as the body, as the church, are starting afresh. And that was very much the focus yesterday with all the brothers in the meeting. That was the mindset. Yeah, that's what we want. We want to focus in this way. In Hebrews 10:22, he says, and let us consider one another, in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Time is short. The day is approaching, and we have this family. This is our family. This is our body. This is our, from the youngest to the oldest. From the wealthiest to the poorest, it is irrelevant. We have each other. God has brought us together. And he has provided this building, and we're here together as a body. And so we need to stir one another up in love and good works, and encourage one another, and fight this battle together, so that we can go out and make an impact and change things in this world, so the world will see who we are and what we are capable of doing. Because listen, it's not about, you know, being able to look at what we have achieved. It's about serving our God to the best we can. And we may go out preaching and teaching and knocking doors and posting leaflets and doing so much, and maybe no one comes. But God isn't looking about who comes. He's looking about what we've tried to bring. And so this isn't measured by success of how many come through the door. The success is measured by the hearts of the people that are willing to go out and make a difference. And so we need to stir up one another in love and good works, and not forsaking the assembling. We need each other. We need to be together as a body in order for us to grow. In Acts 2:46, so continuing daily with one accord, very important, they continued every day with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. And so we don't have to over-confuse everything. Listen, we don't always need an agenda. We don't always need an agenda. If you see something, go and do it. Go and do it. We don't always need an agenda. You know, we can go out and do our ministry and make an impact and come together as a body and work together in that way as well. And we need to know that there is strength gained from numbers. There is strength gained from numbers. You look in the Bible, everything that was done in more than one. There was never one person. It was done in more than one. and again, because God in his wisdom understands that his body needs to be a unity. It used to be unified and it used to be together, because that is where the strength is, and that's where God will get the results that he's seeking from the things that we can do. A coal cannot burn bright on its own. It has to remain in the fire with the rest of the flames in order for it to stay strong. We have opportunity and we all need to be strong and use it. We all need to grow. I don't want anybody in this building today to feel like they don't have a part to play and they don't belong. This is a body that belongs to Jesus Christ. And so we together need to grow. We need to learn from our mistakes. We need to not dwell on them, but learn from them and move forward as a church. And this is the thing. Because of the spiritual growth, because of the Christian growth, we grow as a body. The Christians are commanded to grow in their faith. And that's what we can do as a body. You know, we could all sign up if we wanted to Bible school and study it together. We talked about that in class yesterday. So on Friday, there was a class of 54. It was one congregation. The whole congregation did a class. And so they're going through the Bible school video by video. We talked about this yesterday. We'll share it with the church when we have our church meeting to see if it's something they'd like to do. And they do the exams together, the questions together, they do it all together. And go through the Bible school. This is the Sunset School of Preaching, the Sunset Bible Institute, and it's wonderful teaching. So there are things that we can do together as a body. And Bradley read our passage this morning from Deuteronomy 6, verse 6 through 7. It says, "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart." Yeah, I love that. "These words which I command you today shall be in your heart." Sometimes the words that we hear just go in our heads. They just go in here. But what we have to do is we have to take them in here. We have to take them in our heart, because when we take them in our heart, our families will see those words in our way of living. "You shall teach them diligently to your children." You know, all our children, all the young people, even within the congregation. Notice the word "diligently." That shows the importance. That shows the emphasis on the word of God. Diligently. "And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house." In other words, you know, your whole conversation should have God in it. Every choice I make, God needs to be in it. Every conversation in my own, what I'm watching on telly, if God would not be suited in what I'm watching, turn it off. Because I want to please my God. If God wants me to go out on the ministry and go out on the streets in the ice and the snow, I'm going to go. I'm going to do these things. "And our families," he says, "you should teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house," and when we sit in this house, this family, this body, "when you walk by the way, when I'm walking down the street, when I'm walking through the shops, when I'm walking through the marketplaces, and you see how people dress in the summer, and you have to be careful where you're looking, and the shop windows and the displays that they have on in public, and the things on the internet that are accessible to everybody, pornography and all suitable things for God. When you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you're in bed, when you're asleep, what is going in your mind, and when you rise up." Every aspect of our life is our worship to our God. And I believe, brethren, that we as a congregation can do great things for the kingdom here. And I believe today is a new day. You know, God has given us this day. The past is over. That's done. We're done with it. But today is a new day. And I pray that we can come together, unite as a body, and let's make a difference in this city. God bless. Amen. Amen.